What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. We talked on the SiriusXM show about this newsletter. Here we go. This is from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. It was a real life newsletter that was just unclassified. The newsletter is called DIVE. It's the Director of National Intelligence's Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Office newsletter, DIVE. This article is, "My gender identity and expression make me a better intelligence officer. I am an intelligence officer, and I am a man who likes to wear women's clothes sometimes. I think my experience as someone who cross-dresses has sharpened the skills I use as an intelligence officer, particularly critical thinking and perspective taking." Here's one part. "I'm better at understanding clandestine assets and their motivations. I understand the motivation to keep secrets about who you are and what you're doing, which sounds similar to some of the experience of an asset." Okay, goes on. Like, what? It's just chaos. We could give 1,000 examples a day of just chaos. We spent an hour on today's show talking about illegal aliens squatting in people's homes. And people, just citizens, do this as well, but they'll just go into your house and just take your house. Be like, "That's mine now." And you're like, "What?" Like, "That's mine, my house. Here's my lease." You just made that up. "Nah, it's mine." And it could take months in the courts to get that person out of your house. Insane. So once more people figure out this loophole, especially when illegal aliens do, it's over. And then we're going to have a Supreme Court battle about the Third Amendment. No one ever talks about the Third Amendment. I don't know if there's ever been a Supreme Court case about the Third Amendment. That's the quartering of troops. Can the government force soldiers or military-aged men, illegal aliens, into your house? One day, perhaps, that question will be raised to the court. But it's just chaos. To go back to the cross-dressing intelligence officer, could you imagine that happening 10 years ago? Not that long ago. Could you imagine that happening in 1942? It's insanity. What do we do with this chaos everywhere? I think we need to see it as a spiritual war. Because, of course, they all are. Tucker Carlson was in Texas the other day. He said, bringing chaos out of order. That's what all this is. It's all just chaos. Bringing chaos out of order is the inverse of God creating order out of chaos, which indicates the evil spiritual objective of those who are attempting to destroy the good. Out of the chaos is the first and most obvious sign, order out of chaos is the first and most obvious sign of good. Chaos out of order is the most obvious sign of evil. If you're creating chaos, you are by definition acting on behalf of evil. It's literally that simple. So the earth was formless and empty. It was in chaos. And God made separation between dark and light, water and land, plants and animals, male and female. He made man to work it, to take care of it, to participate in the ordering of the world, right? God is a God of order. Apple seeds make apples. The other day was the vernal equinox, or the other one. Whatever. It was an equinox where the northern and southern hemispheres got the same amount of light. We can pinpoint exactly the day when this will happen forever or more in the future. Right? The planets orbit perfectly all the time. There's no chaos. Could you imagine if the planets orbited in chaos? Just spinning crazy all the time, whatever. No, it's always the same. The physical laws of the universe remain the same always. Gravity's always the same. The symphony that is your human body, it's an absolute miracle. It's all in order. And then sin comes in and it caused disorder and confusion, deception, pain. God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. The natural state of things is chaos. And you see this, these sexual perversions, cross-dressing. Just think of the chaos that's occurring in that person's life. But we have chaos in systems as well.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Came across this in Colossians 2. Paul says, "For though I am absent in the flesh," he's talking to this church, "I'm not with you, so I'm absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing." Why is he rejoicing? "Rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." This is a great scripture because people quote this for other things. I've never heard an analysis focusing on the word order. But that word stood out to me just because I've been thinking about chaos and order lately. This is according to the Curtis Vaughn Bible commentary. Order and steadfastness here are military terms. Paul sees the situation of the Colossians as being like that of an army under attack, and affirms that their lines were unbroken, their discipline intact, and their faith in Christ unshaken. Well done. The Greek word here, toxis, means an arranging or an arrangement, due or right order, orderly condition. It's used in Hebrews a bunch and to mean like lines of succession, like in the order of Melchizedek. So first this person, then this person, then this person. There's a proper ordering of succession, right? But the main meaning here is a proper working order of a thing, working in perfect time. The military keeping their discipline. Some translations literally write it good discipline. So the line from Paul is, "Although I'm absent, I'm with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." Good discipline. And that's what we need to be. We need Paul to be telling us, hey, great job staying in order. Right? We are in a time of chaos, no question. But we need to be people of good discipline. We need to be people of good working order, even especially as we're under attack and the enemy's trying to confuse you constantly and just chaos everywhere. Here's why being a cross-dresser makes me a good intel officer. It's just everywhere. No, this is my house. What do you mean? No, I have the deed. I have the lease. Like, it's just absolute chaos. We need to be in good order and firmness. Well, firmness in what? Well, we need to be firmly of the opinion that lowering taxes is better. No, that's not it. Although we should lower taxes. Paul was so happy about the church's firmness of your faith in Christ. That's what brought Paul such joy. And that's who we need to be. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript night before. Commercial free. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.